Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Kyle. Welcome to the conversation. This week on the conversation, holy cow, we just got back from listening to Obama speak to the UN. I'm going to give you my comments on that. Also, my thoughts on this going to war and bombing, because, you know, we were attacked on 9/11 and no Democrat wanted to go to war. But now we haven't even been attacked, and here we go, we're at war. So that, plus my thoughts on Manchester United's future, that more of the conversation starts right now. Welcome back, folks. Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence conditionally. I do a lot on this strength when I do my quotes. And some I repeat, but it's what we need to hear. And we're going to talk a little bit right now about Obama and his UN speech, because he's really said nothing that has never been said before. Really, he hasn't. Because you have this water canal in the Middle East, and the Sunnis and Shiites, or the Pakistans and Afghanistan people, have been fighting over it for hundreds of thousands of years, and they're never going to stop now just because, hello, how you doing? My name is Hillary Clinton, and I'm just going to go into the Middle East, and I'm going to fix everything. That's what Ronald Reagan said, that's what Bush said, that's what Clinton said, everyone says it. Go back to the Bible, folks. It's been a thousands of year fight that's never going to end. And when you have people that sit there and teach the kids, this is where you pull the neck back, you slip the throat. You know, it's great that you want to sit there and be against all this ISIL stuff, but I could be wrong. I really could be wrong, but is there actually major groups of Muslims saying, hey, we're 190% against ISIL? When you have Muslims in this country that you can't wear an American flag shirt made in the USA because they're going to be offended. But supposedly there's all these Muslims that are offended by ISIL and ISIS and all these terrorist groups, and they are 100% against it. It's not what their belief system is, which I don't, because I've had people that have actually said, you know, if you really look into what a true Muslim believes, these terrorists are not that far off. They believe that God will come when there is mass, like, tragedy. And the more they do this stuff, the more the tragedy will come. And then God will appear and all this, you know, and unless you're going in there with, like, VX nerve gas or, like, atomic bombs, this is, it's like I've told people before. Welcome to the CBS Evening News or the Fox News or whatever. We're going to show you how easy it is to contaminate the water supply. So you're going to show the American people, actually our enemies, how easy it would be to contaminate the water supply, how easy it would be to get onto an airport, or how easy it would be to cut that. Well, we just did this as an experiment, and we had a guy that was able to get onto 10 planes and dismantle them, and that's where they could take off, and they wouldn't know it until they tried to land, and then they wouldn't be able to land, and they crash, and they'll die. Well, just tell the terrorists how to do it. Just, okay, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go into Syria, and we're going to bomb. The coordinates are going to be 32 degrees latitude, 46 degrees longitude, 30 seconds. Just tell them what we're doing. Wait and say, okay, this is what we had done. This is where we had bombed. That's why this goes out to all the military people. You need to change up what you tell the president and do something different. Bomb somewhere totally That's not where we were. What the? We're not gonna bomb where you. We're not gonna give you the opportunity to tell these people where we're bombing. Yeah, my girlfriend's sitting next to me, clapping here. Yay! But it's the truth. I mean, the speech was nothing new. Well, when I become president, I've been here 6 years. We're gonna enter. You know, we're gonna go into North Korea and we're gonna get all those Koreans to stop believing in Kim Jong Un and Ill and all those people. I'm sorry, when you have a country the size of Texas and that many people, you take every person in the United States that's been brainwashed for years and years and years and years, and they don't have outside influence. These people worship Kim Jong-un. You're not going to sit there and go in there and get rid of the guy, and then they're going to be like, well, yay, thank God we're free. No, they're not. They're going to say, you killed our leader. They don't know anything else. They probably don't even know, most of them, that we've landed on the moon. You know, these terrorists, from the day they're born, they're taught, this is how you kill, this is how you do. It has been so secular for years. It's not that simple to just, well, we're going to go in there, and we're gonna bring them. What we're going to do is we're going to have some crop dusters, and we're going to put in liquid Xanax. And we're just going to make everything all better. That's right, folks. And we're also going to put in this plane. We're going to take... I mean, seriously. We need to be having the conversation with our kids. And my girl, okay, I don't know what's going to come. But we're in for change. Look at what happened in Australia. There was a plot to have regular citizens just beheaded in their country. And if that's the plan there, how is it not going to be a plan to do something like that in England or in France or in America? Because if people are coming across the border with nightstands and California King mattresses, how hard is it for a terrorist to say, hey, I'll sneak across. I'll just look like a taco bender and go right across the border. What the heck? They won't know the difference. They'll think I'm just a refugee. Your name is Jose Menendez. Yes, I am. Okay. Thank you. You can fly in the plane. No security check. And what has he got in his hand? The Quran or some, you know, whatever. Not saying that everyone's bad. They're not all bad. But, you know, they're not. I mean, I don't know any terrorist that is not Muslim. I know that much. I don't know any Christian terrorists. They may have been brought up as a Christian, but then never followed it, and then just, hey, I met this guy online, and we're going to get married now. That's what's really scary, when these, like, 16-year-old chicks are going over from, like, Colorado and stuff, and to marry these people. But, you know, I mean, it was the same old candy-coated speech. How are you going to defeat something that's been raging for thousands of years? Okay, well, Mexico thinks this part of Texas is theirs, and Texas thinks this part of Texas is theirs, and okay, well, guess what? Well, why don't you just cut the thing in half, and you get this half, and nope, it'll never happen. This is a big water canal. We own it. No, you don't. Yeah, we do, and then they fight back and forth, and fight back and forth, and the Palestinians say they own this piece of water, and Afghanis and bailing this piece of water and me. And then, oh, shake my hand. We're going to have a treaty. And it's just, okay, this is just to make the whole world think that everything's hunky-dory. And then what do they do? Go back to the same old rigmarole. I watched the thing where they did this propaganda video. I think it was Afghanistan. Where this one guy was like, we're eradicating the poppy fields. What they do, they lift out like 30 plants, and then they just left the rest. It was all propaganda. They weren't about getting rid of that. That's a cash crop. That makes them lots of money, sad to say. But, you know, it's just these, well, we need to get a democratic government in these countries. Well, let them put a democratic country in there. Make it so that the people that are against ISIL or ISIS have a way to stand up. I don't know anyone that, I mean, you're basically, in my opinion, asking to die if you went over to one of those countries, like Syria, and said, praise Jesus, who wants to follow me? It's a license to cut their throats with, really. But it's just, and supposedly we have 40 allies, 40 ally nations that are aiding in this bombing, and Obama's trying to get the world into it. And I guess I agree with what he has to say. Like every president that goes to the UN with something like this, you know? I wish the world could be a pocket full of roses, but it's not. And we need to tell our kids, this world's not a pocket full of roses. Pray to God you're not sitting there with a potato sack full of rocks throwing them at a tank. Pray to God you don't have to worry about possibly being shot at by terrorists or bombed. Instead, like Limbeck said when he worked at CNN and at Fox News, in this secure vault is 9/11 footage. You have to get all kinds of special permission. Just show it. Every day you should show 9/11 footage. This is what happened, and it can and will happen again in some form, whether it's them coming over through Mexico and bombing buildings or exploding cars or slitting throats like they tried to do in Australia. We need to have, like Glenn Beck said on this program, I think a day ago or two, not all my dinners are a bed full of roses. They're not the most greatest thing sometimes. Because my kids, it wasn't until later that my, you know, and he goes, well, you know, I'm going to have to do stuff, and, you know, Daddy, this is what's going on, and, you know, he's going to get some slack for what's going on, but do you support what we do and all this stuff? And the kids were charting back when he was on the radio, and, okay, this is going to be a single, it's going to be a big hit, and on these albums before it came out, and they ended up, their track record, his track record about music was spot on, and a lot of what he has said is spot on in terms of what's going on. And right now, it's not a fact of, how do you say this? I would say it's not a fact of simply looking at it and saying we don't know what's going to happen. No one does. Like I always say, hope, expect the worst, but pray for the best. You know, I don't expect anything to go wrong, but I guess that's why I'm one of the few people that, like, I'm surprised it took this long for something like September 11th to happen when it did. I'm surprised something didn't happen sooner when I was a kid. And, well, it kind of did, because they did try to go after the Twin Towers back in the day, you know, with explosives underneath, but never, it failed, but still, you know, I mean, the whole point I'm trying to get at is it's never, the speech is great. George Bush did stuff like that. Clinton did stuff like that. Reagan did stuff like that. I kind of feel that Barack Obama was wanting to be one of these presidents like Bill Clinton that can go through the presidency without having to actually, I kind of feel like he's being dealt a bad hand. Well, now I actually have to go and do military action, which I didn't want to do. I wanted to be seen as, well, he fought, well, this group of people attacked us, but no one wanted to go to war over it. So I'm ending the wars that he started, and now he's like, wait a minute here. Now I have to, now that they've downplayed all this stuff, now it's coming to bite him in the butt, and I was like, crap, now I have to actually do what I didn't want to do. I just wanted to be a president that can sit back and play golf all this time and not have to be known as someone that had to go to war and had to actually lead a nation against a terror organization or bring a coalition of countries together. Then I told my girl this and I told my mom said this and I said the same thing. If it wasn't a midterm election, would we be bombing? Would we be bombing? I don't think we would, really. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I think it's all political points. It's one of these, every time you turn around, what's the one thing you notice? I'll tell you what I notice. It's, how can we make the Republicans look bad and Democrats look good? When they're both screwing you. Really, if you think about it. But that's just kind of what's going on with the uprising and all this. And I don't really see too many groups. I'm not saying there's none out there, but I don't see too many groups out there saying, yes, we're Muslims, we support the American flag, and we condone this 1,000,000%. You know, wear your Made in the USA American flag shirt. I don't see it. I don't. But that's just me. What do I know? But that's just one of those things that, like, I guess I'm going to wrap this segment of the show up by just saying, have conversations with your kids, folks. Let them know, okay, hey, I pray to God nothing ever happens, but just in case, look at what goes on in other countries. It can happen here. September 11th, I'm going to show you something on video because you were in kindergarten. This can happen. Because it did once, it can happen again. We need to be prepared. We need to stop sheltering our kids. You know? Just like you shouldn't shelter. Okay? You want to, like, I was watching the French news this morning, and there's big controversy across the world because they're wanting to make tobacco packs completely white, which tobacco is going AWOL because it's a violation of their trademarks, and I see that, but, and then they just want to have, like, a warning label on it with another photo of, like, tumors and, like, people with no mouth, or, like, oh, you don't know, you die from tobacco, guy, and to discourage smoking, and there's a bunch of controversy over it, because, hey, it's a copyright law, but, you know, at the same time, you need to have, hey, son, I don't mind that you smoke. I love cigars. I really do. I don't have them hardly that much, but I love them. I have a humidor, which I haven't kept up in forever. Probably have, like, sawdust cigars in there, but my point is, you need to say, okay, son, if you want to smoke, go ahead, but we need to have the real talk. I want you to go about your day every day doing what you're doing, but just know that the threat of ISIL is real, that this country is changing. You know, I'm not offended if you're atheist, but don't take away my right to pray. If you don't want to pray, fine. But why am I offending you because I pray? You're not offending me if you don't pray. Oh, but this is a World War II, man. You know, we gotta burn it down because it's got a cross on it. Separation of church and state was designed so that the government does not run our church like England. That is what it's about. It's not about the fact that, well, you can't have church stuff in a government building. That's not even what it is at all. That's where we'll leave that, folks. And now on to some other news. The good old Reds. Oh, we faithful of the Reds. We love them and we will to the day we die. Old Trafford is where my heart is, even though I live in America. Give them a chance, folks. First of all, I said from day one, they'll be like fifth or sixth. Not going to be Champions League right out of the get-go. Let the players that they have get a chance to gel and work with each other. Look at what happened to the Miami Heat. They didn't win the first year. They had to learn to work together, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and all of them had to learn to gel, you know. Now that they got all these players, give them 3 or 4 games to really get to work with each other and see what they have. And come midseason, if they're still not winning any games, then you need to say, okay, what's going on? Why do we suck? You know, he's had the opportunity to get the players he wanted. He's never really started off great with the teams he's had, but he's turned them into winning programs. So, you know, we're not the Cubs here, you know. So, but I think it's going to be a while before we're back to being like the Yankees again, where we're this team that, okay, for the first time a team scored against Manchester United at home in 4 years or whatever. So I think that's a thing of the past. But in a way, it makes it more exciting. Thing is, now it's you don't know what's going to happen in the game. I mean, I took a shower, and by the time I came out of the shower, the score was 2-1. You know, I mean, it's just that's why I love it so much. You know, it's just amazing because so many sports, well, they don't. Man, how can you watch a game with only like limited scoring, and then like it's just to me it's exciting. I mean, when you see people go out there and give their all, it's like rugby. A low scoring game is a great game because it's going back and forth. You know, if it's a high scoring game for one team and not for the other, it's so boring. You know, and it's just one of those. I don't know if it'll ever fully catch on here in the States, and that's fine with me. If you know, if you like, I mean, I saw a video one time about Neil Peart, and he had a special gym set made just for Canadian Hockey Night. I didn't know there was such a thing, but I'm not a Canadian, you know? But it's like, I know it's like 95% of their economy is involved in hockey, and they almost went into an economic downturn, and the country almost collapsed when they didn't have hockey the 1 year, when they were on. What did they do? Yeah, they went on strike or whatever because they're not making enough. Even though there were people in the amateur leagues that have to pay to play, you know, I'll take their money. I'll go out on the ice. I don't know what I'm doing. I can skate. That's about it. You know, just don't hit me with a puck, please. I don't have like a stainless steel helmet. You know, can't see anything, but at least I won't get hurt. But I'll go out there and do it. I guess I'm too Christian because I'm always like, I'll do something for you, I'll do something for you, I'll do something for you. And so, like, well, yeah, I should have gotten money. I could have made money off of that. I could have, you know, they would have paid for this and that. You know, instead of, I'm just that, like, I don't know. To me, I think it's so many things I do, I don't think I'm worthy of anything for it. It's like, okay, you know, when I could, you know, get money for stuff that I just do for others because that's not because I have this, the right thing to do, you know. And I'm just like Obama said, we need only if it could happen what Obama said. When everyone just got along and we can put democratic states in these countries and yada yada yada. I don't care if there's an Islamic state as long as they're about peace and letting people have freedom. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And it hasn't been for thousands of years. This piece of land is bombed back and forth, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, for many, 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 many years, Manchester United has been this dominant team, and now they're not. And they still need our support, folks. They still need our love. You know, I still love them. I still, even if they lose, I still got my shirt on. I still got my Bourbon jersey on. I love it, man. And we'll get around there some. We'll get back, you know. And it's not some of these teams that normally don't have an opportunity to be up there in second or third place. They'll get that opportunity. And maybe you might have some of these teams like Leicester and the Wolves that haven't been good for a while. Maybe they'll get turned around and maybe they'll get some programs and get them up there again, you know? Because we all know who won the English Football Cup in 1964, don't we? The Wolverhampton Wanderers beat Leicester 3-1. Maybe that might come to fruition again. You know, and it's not going to be Manchester United and Chelsea every year, you know, fighting. You know, maybe you'll get Newcastle United up in the top three or four. It'd be great to see stuff like that. The Scousers do great, you know? It's just, I guess it's, I'm always, I'm an, when it comes to Manchester United, I got into them so long ago because the only team you could actually somewhat follow. And by then, you'd have to find a Manchester United magazine that was shipped over here. And you didn't have the internet like you do now. And so you can watch and find out what goes on and all this. And, but I've always been an underdog guy. You know, that's why I like Brian Vickers and some of these NASCAR drivers that are underdogs. You know, and that's just who I am. And I'm going to end the last 4 minutes on something. I don't remember the guy's name, but this is something that's outraged me, and I want to focus on this. There's a guy, and it's in Iowa. He is on hospice, and he is a stage 4 cancer patient. And he is on trial right now for growing medical cannabis and extracting it into an oil to use to kill his cancer. And he is on trial, and the judge has adamantly stated when he goes to court, he cannot say he has cancer, he cannot say anything about medically why he was growing the cannabis, nothing. Nothing in regards to his stage 4 lung cancer, nothing. And he is looking at major jail time, and he's in hospice. He's basically dead. But I misplaced my dead baby. Okay, you're free to go. O.J. Simpson, you killed Nicole and Ron Simpson. Like this one juror said, O.J. Simpson, I believed he did it, but they didn't have the evidence. You know, I guarantee you, I could kill, just hypothetically, my mom. They could have video footage of it, but if it was illegally sequestered, and that's all the evidence they had, even though a jury saw that and saw me murder my mom, they would have to let me go just because it was illegally sequestered. You know? You mean to tell me that these people can murder someone and get away with it, but because he's growing a plant to cure his cancer? Like, there was a COPD medication that can increase your risk of death if you're an asthma patient. That's perfectly legal. But when they take in CBDs and they put it in a test tube and it kills 100% of the cancer, when they put it in rats and mice, it kills 100% of the cancer on 25 to 30% of all mice and rats. And what it doesn't kill, it doesn't harm anything else because it just tells the body, okay. It basically tells the body to do an immune response to tell the cancer cells to commit suicide. But that's illegal. Oh, it's dangerous. It's all about profits, folks. And I am now 5 days on one whole Lortab cut in half because of the CBDs. I haven't taken it this morning, so I'm really sore. So I'm going to have to take some here in a little bit. But, you know, I was on like almost 3 Lortabs with muscle relaxers and Tylenol. Not Tylenol, Advil, because I had Advil in it. I had a Tylenol in it, so I was taking Advil on top of that. And it's amazing. I still get very fatigued at times because that's what my disease causes, but the pain is pretty much almost non-existent, or it's at least manageable. I can deal with it. But, you know, I just speak adamantly because I want to educate people to know the truth. And this when we went to Chicago, I said, this is what a CBD is. This is, why don't they, like, well, I'll tell you why they don't. It's called finance. It's called money. Like, why don't you think they ever want to have a cure for diabetes? Because the money they make off of syringes and insulins and test strips and the monitors and the pumps and pump supplies. Not that there's a cure for everything, like I say, but, you know, I just push adamantly that New York might actually, believe it or not, might go recreational, legal in 2015. You know, Colorado hasn't done anything but gotten the country of Colorado, the state anyways, more money. You know, it's just, you know, try it, learn it. Thank you so much. Folks, you all have a blessed day. God bless you until next week. Goodbye.